Phil, could you start off and give us your overview of the game and how it feels to be 5-3?
Yeah, I thought it was a good team win, John. I thought all three phases contributed. Obviously, there's some room for improvement in all three phases, but I thought overall guys played well, and it's good to be 5-3.
The last couple of years, you guys had started slow, 3-5, and then had to really put it together at the end. To be able to go into the bye week, and it's been pretty up and down, but to be 5-0 at home, 5-3.
It's been pretty up and down, but there's five more ups than three downs. So I thought it was a good win for our team.
What does it mean to be 5-3 as opposed to 3-5 the last 2 years?
Well, it's better. It's better to be 5-3.
You don't seem to be really excited about winning.
I'm very excited about winning. I'm always excited about winning. Can you tell? I'm very excited.
What are you most excited about?
I think that it was a great team win. I thought that all three phases played really well in the game, and I thought the way that the game ended was really good, how we were able to stop them on defense and run out the clock on the ground. I think that's always a good way to win a pro football game.
Bill, you got to the tight ends early, kept working it. What were they doing differently there? You were just taking what?
I think the tight ends have been pretty productive for us this year, so it's just a continuation of their production.
And the running backs, both Lamar and Alfred, getting big chunk 2 yardage today.
I thought that both those guys ran tough. They're both tough individuals, and they ran hard. They did a nice job.
Bill, what was the difference? You had 34 yards rushing until the last two series. You had 71. What was the difference?
Well, I think it's just a matter of sticking with it. You know, I think eventually if you stick with it and, you know, our line keeps kind of willing themselves on the defensive line, I think those are good things. And a lot of times those runs end up being, those runs that were 3 yards in the first half or even in the third quarter, they end up being 8, 9, 10-yard runs as long as you're patient and you stick with it.
Bill, you guys were able to get the tight ends involved from the start today, Fedorowicz, Griffin, even Anderson. Was that game plan going in, or was that Osweiler taking what was there and following that?
Oh, no, it was the game plan, but I thought Brock did a nice job of delivering the ball to those guys, and those guys did a nice job of getting open. You know, there were some good matchups there, and those tight ends, you know, they've all, especially Fedorowicz and Griffin, they've done a nice job this year of helping us on third down, making some play-action plays on first and second down. It's been good to see the production from those guys.
And what did you think of Brock today? You know, he had the one pick, but he was able to get the scoring drives and kind of keep the offense moving a little more than in some recent games.
Yeah, he had a good day. He had a good day, and, you're judged by as a quarterback by helping your team win, and I thought he did a nice job of helping us win.
This is the second time this year Fedorowicz has taken a really big shot, first in with the field goal, and then this game, obviously, getting hit over the middle. Where does he rank among the tough players that you have coached? Because coming back in the game and being able to contribute after that.
Yeah, no. I've coached a lot of tough players, and he's definitely a tough player. I mean, he gets hit. He's a tough blocker. When he gets going down the field in the pass game, you know, after the catch, he's able to gain extra yards because he's so big and strong and tough. And so I think he does a good job. He works very hard in practice, and I think his toughness definitely helps us.
Bill, you got on Izzo. About what was that all about?
I have no idea what you guys – I don't know. What are you guys talking about? No idea.
There was video of the game of you seeming to kind of go after a coach. You had to be restrained.
No, I don't think so. I don't remember that one bit.
It was an imposter?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was just – there's conversations that happen on the sideline, and that's just kind of the nature of the game.
How much did it change your play calling when you lost the two receivers?
Well, I thought that I give George a lot of credit there. George put together some good, formations with the same type of plays that we had in the game plan, if that makes sense, so that we were able to adapt to having, another tight end in there or two tight ends in there to take the place of the receivers that were out. So I give a lot of credit to the offensive staff on that.
Stafford's been tearing it up for the last 15 games, and you guys did a great job against him. What was the key to limiting him to what you did?
I think it was a team defense. I thought that the combination of the rush and coverage, I thought those guys did an excellent job. I mean, we were able to, stay, for the most part, in good leverage and stay tight to our men, whether it was zone or man, and that allowed the rush to get some pressure on him. I'm not sure how many times he was sacked, but there was a lot of pressure. And I think that when you play together like that, that really helps a lot.
Bill, big picture, I mean, New England, I think they're winning one today. The only dominant team really in the AFC, everyone else is, four wins, five wins. You guys are right in that. How do you feel about the team heading into the bye week, having 2 weeks to kind of rest and prepare, and where you guys are at big picture within the conference right now?
Well, I think it's good to have a winning record at the halfway point. I think there's a lot of season left. You know, I think we all just have to keep trying to improve. I think it's a progress league. I think the fact that we've been, you know, basically going like this today, you know, with a win, we have to keep going that way. You know, we've got some tough divisional games left, you know, some tough overall games left. So I think if we just kind of get healthy during this bye week and then come back ready to go for Jacksonville, we'll be ready to go.
When Vince went out, it looked like Rader played pretty well. At one point, you had him and Heath in there because of injuries. Could you assess those two?
I thought that DJ, you know, look, I've got to watch the film, John, but I can tell you that I think DJ's been playing well in practice. I think in the games he's been playing well. He's hard to move in the running game, and I think he gives us some inside pass rush. And then Heath, I thought, practiced pretty well over the last couple of weeks and deserved a chance to be active and to play, and we'll have to watch the tape, but I think he's getting better and better.